Aloha Kakou. This is Colette with Happy Hour, or Happy Talk, as I like to say. You are listening to KKCR Hanalei and KAQA Kilauea. And Happy Hour, or Happy Talk, is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with Pacific Tile.
Pacific Tile, offering creative ideas on tile and stone with knowledgeable consultants located at Lihue at 245-1765 or on the web at pacific-tile.com.
And mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. And I am excited and honored to be here with Nathan Kalama, founder of the Ma'alie Foundation and the Mokihana Festival, and Carol Yatsuda, founder of the Garden Island Arts Council. And aloha and komo mai to you both.
Aloha, Colette.
Hi. Hi, aloha. Well, we will be talking about each of your foundations and the Kauai Music Festival, which is going on today through the weekend, and the Year of Hawaiian Music, and the four nonprofit organizations that came together to support each other and make this the Year of Hawaiian Music. Nathan, we first met a long time ago, back in the early 70s, when my Hanai mom, who was your sister, memory, Iwalani Kalama Cummings, brought me here from Honolulu for the first time. And we went hola hola ka'a all over the island, all day and every day, and we always ended up each day at the Kauai Sands Hotel to listen to you perform, you and your group. Was that like ancient history?
That was actually in the 60s, you know.
That was the 60s.
That was 1969.
Oh my goodness. So I guess, that's right. It would be 1969. I was still in, oh, never mind.
I wasn't born yet.
Yeah, this is 2009, girl.
Well, so much for that. Well, do you remember those days very well?
Do I what?
Do you remember those days?
Very well.
Those were like the beginning?
That was like my party days.
Yeah. I remember that too. Yeah. This is when Club Jetty was still around and all of those places.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, all those places that we weren't supposed to go and we went. We had lots of fun.
Yeah, especially with my dad.
Oh, especially with your dad. You know? Oh, yeah, not. Speaking of which, how did you know that performing was your calling, Nathan?
I think from church, you know, from, you know, being small and, you know, my family being a musical family. And, you know, because your dad is the minister, you know, your family is, you know, expected to, you know, to help out with the ministry and whatever. So I remember from a small time, my first musical contest I won was when I was 3 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
In a church, a children's competition. So that was it for me. Mm. You know, I love performing. I love singing. And it's always been part of our life. And, you know, up to now, still going.
Still going strong. Yeah. I know that.
Love it.
But your dad wasn't particularly fond of this direction that you took, was he?
He was not fond of Hawaiian music at all.
Mm-hmm. So it was just the Hawaiian music in particular that he wasn't...
Anything that did not fit within the scope of the Baibala was considered, especially Hawaiian, was considered to be evil, mischievous, or ungodly.
I see.
To quote him.
I can see him now. And this is where the song, my dad was a
Bible-toting Holy Ghost preacher man.
I love that song. That's where that song came from. So you were, when you were performing back in those days, then you were not the Ma'alie trio. Right. Why can't I say Ma'alie and trio in the same sentence?
Ma'alie.
You weren't that yet, were you?
No.
No, Ma'alie.
No.
Well, Nathan, you have a new CD out called Ginger Patch.
Yes.
Which comes with a simply beautiful songbook and tells the story of each song. They were all composed by you.
Yes.
And tells a little bit about each person for whom you wrote the song, such as my adored Hanai brother, your nephew, Isaiah Maika'i Kalama.
Yeah.
and for whom you wrote "Red, My Red Malele."
Yes.
So would you talk briefly about the CD and the songbook and why you did them?
Sure. We have, under the Malia Foundation, we have a scholarship fund, mm-hmm. which helps children that attend Punanaleo all the way up to Kauai Community College.
Ooh.
And the programs are very specific, you know, how we fund the children or the students that attend immersion schools, charter schools. And then we just added the college last year.
Wow.
And
that's fantastic.
So the need is getting much greater than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And this being the year of Hawaiian music, which is our theme for our Malie Foundation and mm-hmm. Kauai Moikeana Festival, it was only appropriate and fitting to do a CD that fell into that, that fulfilled the theme and also accomplished fundraising, because that's what the CD is about. It's
right.
a fundraiser
mm-hmm.
for our scholarship fund.
Mm-hmm.
The, all the entire proceeds goes to the mm-hmm. scholarship fund. And so I chose the theme Ginger Patch because I've written a lot of songs about flowers and leis.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted that to focus, you know. And my first CD was called Lai'i Patch.
I remember.
So
yeah.
Along that theme, I wanted mm-hmm. to keep patch.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, everybody has a ginger patch, you know, knows of a ginger patch, some place to go pick gingers, you know. So I just thought it was appropriate to call it Ginger Patch, and
it
all of the songs had to do about flowers or leis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
I have a friend in Kilauea that has a big ginger patch.
Uh-huh.
And I say, don't pick too much, just give me a little bit. So 5 pounds later.
Yeah. So
the Malie Scholarship then, this came about, according to what I've read, in 1987.
Yes.
Okay.
At that time, I was playing music with the three other two boys, mm-hmm. Larry and Ekolu. And mm-hmm. the three of us loved Hawaiian music, but we could not speak the language.
Oh.
And what had motivated me was always remembering that at my ninth grade year at Kamehameha Schools, my counselor told me that I was not intelligent enough to learn Hawaiian because they divided us by your intelligence. 9-1 means you were the most smart all the way to 9-7. No, that's how they did it during those days.
Wow.
And I happened to be in section 9-3 and I was assigned French.
Oh my.
And
I would think that would be harder than Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Hawaiian is really easy.
So they offered Hawaiian as an You have to remember, it was during those times of the 60s when Hawaiian language was even considered, it was not considered a language mm-hmm. in Hawaii. So they did not even offer it at the University of Hawaii.
Oh my gosh.
So when they offered it as an elective, but only to Section 9-1, they took Latin. So I went to the counselor who was not Hawaiian and, you know, asked if I could take my French, but also take the Hawaiian language mm-hmm. as an elective. And her exact words were, "I'm sorry, you're not intelligent enough to learn Hawaiian." And for 2 hours, I pounded the desk, kicked the, screamed, yapped. It fell on deaf ears.
Oh.
So I thought, well, you know, my logic is if I'm not smart enough to learn French, I'm not smart enough to learn Hawaiian, I certainly can't learn French. So I'm going to take the F.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave me the F.
She gave it to you.
She gave it to me.
Oh, my gosh.
So I took the F and I told her, I'll go report to the class for the French that I'm in school.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to Hawaiian music class instead. So I had Hawaiian music class twice a week. So I went to Auntie Nona's class, instead of going to French class. And, you know, now that I reflect back, I thank her, Mrs. Joyce Wise was her name. I thank her for that because that's what motivated me to do the scholarship fund.
Oh, wow.
And I told the other two boys, you know, we cannot speak, but we should start a scholarship fund because Punanalea, which was a preschool, had just started.
Mm-hmm.
So let's sponsor some child to go learn the Hawaiian language that can go speak on our behalf.
Oh,
and
I see.
I'm thrilled that our first student that we ever funded is now a teacher. Oh, wow. At one of the immersion schools in Kekaha.
Oh, that's
fantastic.
So that's
a thrill
for
me.
Oh, yes.
You know, to see that actually happen.
My gosh, that's amazing. Talk about a full circle story.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Gee whiz. And the scholarship has expanded over the years, you said, to include other categories.
Yeah, it used to be only for the preschool, and as you know, Hawaiian language, we were into the DOE department, and they had the immersion schools, you know, their need, so we included them. And then now they have the charter schools, so we included them. And then the college always has had a, you know, Hawaiian program. So the student at the college has to declare that they're going to go for 2 years for this Hawaiian certificate program.
Oh.
And that's the only one that will fund at the college, that particular program.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's amazing.
Like, we just funded one of the students that attended the ukulele workshop. He was 8 years old. And he was given a $1,000 scholarship
by George Kahumoku Jr. He actually funded two scholarships.
Yeah.
One for this 8-year-old boy who comes to Kanikapila Kako every week, and a very talented young 13-year-old named Axel. So we worked together to get them to Maui.
So we put up the funds for the for their lodging.
For the lodging.
Because we thought it was important. Yeah. I mean, 8-year-old child. That child will never forget.
Oh, never.
You know,
never.
The experience that he had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll carry that with him forever.
Uh-huh.
And maybe go on and do something, you know, like what you've done. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I love stories like that. That is really, really amazing. That's really terrific. And the proceeds, as you said, from this CD go to the
scholarship fund
at the Malie Foundation, which brings me to one of the four nonprofits, the Malie Foundation, that has been supporting and celebrating the Year of Hawaiian Music. Could you give some history? Well, I guess you've already given quite a bit of history of the Malie Foundation, but if we do have time for more, and then tell us what the aha moment was for you when you came up with the idea of the Year of Hawaiian Music. Yeah.
It's really interesting because Kauai Mokihana Festival actually came out of the Garden Island Arts Council.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I sat on the board of the Garden Island Arts Council.
He was our president.
He was the president.
Yeah, and there were two projects that we did, which was E Kanikapila Kako, which started in
83.
And then Kauai Mokihana Festival started in 84. And I worked and did both programs. And then the festival started growing. It got too big. So we pulled out. I had to choose between one or the other, and I chose the festival, and we pulled out, and we went independent on our own. And it's wonderful because 25 years later, it just happened that we decided to coordinate and work together.
And there you are.
I met Jerry. And and everything just fell in place. And because this is the 25th anniversary of our first event, which is the Kauai Composers Contest, that's how we came up with the theme of Year of Hawaiian Music.
Oh, I see.
So that's what we're celebrating, is our 25th anniversary this year.
And it's of the Mokihana Festival.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's coming up soon.
And
we'll talk about that.
The Mokihana Festival became just one of the activities that we were doing, so that we had to form the nonprofit Malie Foundation, and the Mokihana Festival is now under the Malie Foundation as one of its activities that it does over the year.
I wondered how that worked.
Throughout the year,
Before
it used to be the Kauai Mokihana Festival. But then we started doing other things during the rest of the year, so we decided, no, let's put... And, you know, it was appropriate because Malie was how we started with, was with the three boys, so...
Which I didn't really realize. I just always thought the Mokihana Festival was on its own. I didn't realize that somehow or other I missed that part, that you had started as the Malie Foundation.
No, we had started as Kauai Mokihana Festival.
Oh, you did? So I did have it right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
When we pulled out from there, we started as the Kauai Mokihana Festival. We're independent, and we decided we're doing more than just the festival. So we reorganized and did the Malie Foundation, put everything under that.
And in fact, you are doing a lot more. It's, and in fact, that, well, we'll be talking a little bit more about the Mokihana Festival as we go on. I wanted to point out that the Malie Foundation, the Garden Island Arts Council, the Kauai Music Festival, and KKCR are the four nonprofits that kicked off the year supporting the Year of Hawaiian Music.
Right.
and KKCR and other radio stations started off, I think it was on January 1st.
January 2nd.
Was it the 2nd?
Yeah.
It was the first Friday.
By playing the music of Kauai. And KKCR played a full 4 hours.
4 hours, yeah.
And I believe was the only island radio station to do so. And KKCR played a 4-hour set of music on July 1st featuring the composers of Kauai.
Right.
Yeah. So if you
and
just...
And I think that's wonderful, to have that kind of collaborative support from other nonprofits, where... It doesn't really matter what we're doing. It's for the island. It's
exactly.
for the people. And, it's wonderful. And we still do our thing.
Yeah.
Like she does Ekani Kapila Kako, mm-hmm. and it just tied into your Hawaiian music.
Yeah.
Everything we do, we just try to, tie into as part of the Year of Hawaiian Music celebrating, yeah.
And by working together, each program gets much stronger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there's so many of us repeating things over and over, and you mm-hmm. need repetition for it to sink in.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and you do. Well, for those of you who just tuned in, don't turn in, come back. This is Colette with Happy Talk, and I'm sitting here talking story with Carol Yatsuda of the Garden Island Arts Council and Nathan Kalama of the Malie Foundation and the Mokihana Festival. So, Nathan, of the four nonprofits which I mentioned have set up several events and workshops that lead to and culminate in the Composers Contest and at the Mokihana Festival. So tell us about that part of the Mokihana Festival, the Composers Contest, and why that's so important.
Well, when I was playing with Larry and Ecolo, we used to compete between the three of us, like Larry would come, and say, oh, I was at the beach and I wrote this song, and me and Ecolo would get jealous. Ecolo, he would go home or write a song, and then the next day we would come and say, oh, I wrote a song. So it was like a competition between, and then, took me 2 years mm-hmm. actually to convince them. I said, if the three of us are writing music, there are others out there that are writing music, but there's no avenue, there's no way that they can have their music exposed mm-hmm. except to their family or at a party.
Right.
Mm-hmm. unless you're a big star playing, you can, but there's no avenue. And so that's how I created the Kauai Composers Contest with mm-hmm. $300.
And did you have a profit that first year?
We did. That's why we continued. We made $5 profit, believe it or not.
Well, that's...
And we actually went to another radio station, because that's the only person I knew. Mm-hmm. I said, we got to get this on the radio. Mm-hmm. So I went to KUAI down LA, and, said a little prayer and said, okay, this got to work, And I thought $300 was plenty of money.
Especially then.
And then, I went to Bill Dahlin and said, oh, I got this idea. And, and he read it and he says, I'll be back. So he went in the office. Then he came back and he said, what about insurance? I go, insurance? What you need insurance for? He go, no, you have to have insurance if you rent a place. And he goes, what about a place? I said, I don't have a place. I just have an idea. And so he said, I'll be back. And he went in the office and he came back. He said, we'll cover the insurance. Get the place.
Uh-huh.
And a friend, Barbara Bulatau, frankly knew the mayor at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to see the mayor and he donated the convention hall.
Oh my gosh.
And so we had less than 50 people in the convention hall the first year. And you know how discouraging that was.
There an echo
but
in
when
there?
I made, when we added up all the stuff and came up with $5 profit, I said, yeah, it's a go.
It's a go. And we're good business managers, too.
And since we're on the North Shore, the winner for that first year was from the North Shore, from Princeville.
Wow, there you go.
And her name is Charlene Dyer, and her song was Guava Sky.
I remember that.
Yeah,
it was wonderful, wonderful song.
Geez. Yeah, Guava Sky. She still lives in Princeville.
I still remember the dresses they wore.
Yeah.
Matched the song.
Oh, really?
And I remember backstage, she was so ill, physically ill, because she was so scared.
So scared.
She says, I'm leaving. I said, you're not leaving. I was holding on to her. I don't care if you throw up, whatever you do, you got to do it. But you're not leaving this room.
Oh, good stories. Yeah. Oh, gosh. When you look back on the old days, sometimes I think those were the best.
Yeah.
Well, we are looking for many entries to the Mokihana Song Festival writers.
We have it in five categories. Hawaiian, which is in the Hawaiian language. Mm-hmm. Contemporary Hawaiian, which is your subject matter. Mm-hmm. Must be about Hawaii, people, places. Mm-hmm. And then we have an open, which means it doesn't fit into the other two. Mm-hmm. And then we have professional.
Oh.
And then we have youth. And we already have a youth entry already that came in.
No kidding, already.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking for many entries to the Mokihana Festival Songwriters Contest.
Yeah.
And we want to have the winner, maybe the top three winners, appear on KKCR and perform their winning songs.
Sure.
Or record their songs and have them played on KKCR.
Yeah.
So all you aspiring composers, KKCR does broadcast globally, so this makes the world your stage.
Yeah.
So. Okay. I thought maybe we had a call. We might open this up for phone calls in the next few minutes.
Yeah.
So you can call up and say hi to Uncle Nathan and to Carol Hero. Yeah. Let me see. I wanted to ask you one more thing. Tell us about the Malie Foundation organizing and hosting a one-day recording and copywriting workshop in June.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. We actually had one in April 1st.
Oh, in April 1st,
which covered haku mele or Hawaiian, you know, composers. And then we had a second one which featured Kenneth Makuakane.
Right.
And I never worked with the gentleman before, but he had come in May to the Koke'e Music Camp, which Catherine Brocklehurst had put together.
Mm-hmm.
And I attended that and got to meet Ken a little bit more. And his workshop was fabulous because it provided information to composers that covered the gamut from how to copyright your song all the way to how to record.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was like from beginning to end.
To the end, yeah.
And we ran out of time, actually, and he stayed an extra hour, to answer the questions. And
I think it's amazing. It seems like even at the Ekani Kapila Kako concerts and so on, they're always professionals are so willing to stay and help. And I think Carol wasn't it Dennis Kamakahi or somebody that stayed? It was supposed to be a 1 hour.
Oh.
And it went on for a couple hours or something?
Dennis never speaks less than an hour.
Yeah.
I think it was 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours.
Yeah. He says, I'm Portuguese, you know? And he just goes on and on and on. And they just, nobody wants to leave.
No. Well, no, why would you? Once you've got their ear, these professionals, and, they don't want to.
You know, I think the Ekani Kapila Kako program is one of the premier Hawaiian music programs that is so unique and different. It's not held anywhere else in the state.
No.
And if you just imagine 26 years of different composers featuring, you know, Hawaiian music and their interpretation, whether it's original material or, music that's been done by those from the past and stuff like that. It's just amazing.
It is truly. Just truly
the
amazing.
The amount of instructors that we have had. And
it's amazing. We're going to talk a lot about that in the next few minutes, too.
Yeah.
Nathan, I was doing, naturally, a little bit of research on, since I haven't stayed in touch with you, I'm very bad. I found a really nice article about you. Well, I've never read anything but nice articles about you. And it says, after a quarter century of running the festival, this is the Mokihana Festival, which is now sponsored by the Malie Foundation, Kalama is more than willing to turn the reins over to his nephew.
Yeah, I have a Hanai nephew here. His name is Maka Harriet.
Oh.
We both came from Haleiwa. His family was part of my dad's church there, and he moved here and married a Kauai girl.
I didn't know that.
I think it was 3 years ago I asked him if he would consider coming on the board because I already knew in my mind that I had wanted to retire 2 years prior to that and the board wouldn't allow me because they said, we got on the board because of you and if you leave, we're all going to leave. So I realized that it wasn't, the timing was not, so... I asked him to come on board, and once he got on board, I went to him and I said, "You know you're in training, yeah?" And he goes, "Yeah, Uncle, I already know."
Oh, he knew.
So mm-hmm. I'm more than willing to step down, and we have a wonderful board, young Hawaiian board members.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
That do what they say they're going to do, and you know, are energetic, and he's the reason mm-hmm. that they all got on. Yeah, so why not?
Yeah,
you know, I would like to see the thing grow.
Oh, sure.
You know, maybe they mm-hmm. have a different vision, mm-hmm. you know, than me. So I would like to sit back and watch it grow and say, no, yeah, okay, no, you know, and then tell them that they have to hire me as a consultant after 25 years.
Yeah. He's got this all worked out, his retirement,
yes,
his so-called retirement.
So I started announcing it, you know, like 2 years ago, and they wouldn't believe me.
See, well,
so last year, you know, during
you.
The festival, I would just get on the mic and say, I'm so happy, you know, that next year I'm retiring, and, you know, so that the word would get out and the seed is planted, you know. So,
but the rest of this quote says, I'm retiring from the festival. I gave birth. I cannot let my baby go, but I would like to see it grow beyond me.
Yeah. Oh,
nice.
So, and then it says, launching the festival, playing music, and teaching hula has allowed Nathan Kalama to fulfill some of his most deeply held values. Says, yeah. You got to give back.
Got to give back. Mm-hmm. You have to, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really funny. When we moved here, until I was 30-something, I think, until I was 30 or 31 when I went back to KCC, mm-hmm. my brother David and I hated this place.
Mm-hmm.
So we would always, especially me, I would tell my dad, let's go home. Let's mm-hmm. move home. He goes, we are home.
We're here. You know, we're staying here.
No, Dad, come on, let's go home. And I would run away mm-hmm. all the time. I ran away back to Haleiwa many times.
You
and my
David,
dad would come back and say, please come home. I said, buy me a car. I was really, you know, because mm-hmm. I was just trying to get him to move home.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1985, when he passed away, you know, he had remarried and mm-hmm. he had my stepmother for 19 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I told her, what you going to do? She says, oh, I don't know. She said, I might go back to Samoa or she mm-hmm. might go back to San Francisco. So I said, well, I don't know what you're doing, but I'm out of here. You know, and I was ready at packing, you know, and then I realized that if I moved back home, I would have to start all over again. And when I really thought about it, my roots here were so deep already.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't go. Mm. I just couldn't go. And once I let myself realize that this was home,
mm-hmm. there you are.
It was like, get back.
Because
all this time he was fighting. Okay, you get used for makeup. You know.
Yeah.
And I think, I know that was the best decision I ever made.
Oh, I think it was.
For my life. Yeah,
I think it was. I can't imagine this place without you, Nathan. I don't think anybody else could either.
Yeah, you know, all the family's over there and I'm over here.
I know.
I made the best decision.
You did. I know. I always tried to get them to come over here more to visit, but
No. And you know how hard it took Mary to come.
I know.
You know, my sister, they're just...
Up until, I don't know, I think it was a year and a half or so before she passed away, I said, because I was living here again, and I said, come over, you know, I'll take you to Nathan's, whatever. Nope, I'm not going.
Yeah, my brother David is, like that. Nope, not going.
Well, David, Nathan, we're going to pause here a little bit and then come back with Carol. But is there a way that people can contact you about the Mokihana Festival? Is there a phone number or a website?
Oh, yeah. I'm the only Kalama listed in the phone
book.
Well,
that too.
So 822-2166.
Or it's malie.org, is it?
Yeah, maliefoundation.org.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, if you just turned into KKCR, this is Colette hosting Happy Talk with Nathan Kalama and Carol Yatsuda as my guests. And we've been talking with Uncle Nathan. In just a couple minutes, we'll be talking to Carol Yatsuda of the Garden Island Arts Council. You are listening to KKCR Hanalei and KAQA Kilauea. We'll be back in just a moment. Thank you. Well, we are back, and this is, I have no idea where I am. See, even during my Tuesday show, I always lose my place, so they've come to expect it. This is KKCR Hanalei and KAQA Kilauea, and I'm Colette, sitting in for about a half hour more with Nathan Kalama and Carol Yotsuda, and we're talking about how four nonprofits came together to support the Year of Hawaiian Music, which was an idea that Nathan came up with. And the four nonprofit organizations are the Malie Foundation, the Garden Island Arts Council, the Kauai Music Festival, and KKCR. Carol, welcome again.
Hi.
And you are the founder and the director of Garden Island Arts Council,
yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And so tell us what the purpose of the Garden Island Arts Council is, how this came to be.
Okay, our tagline is bringing arts to the people and people to the arts. Mm-hmm. And we do that through a varied programs. The best known is our E Kani Kapila Kako Hawaiian mm-hmm. Music Program. Mm-hmm. And we have the Arts Newsletter, which is a long-running newsletter that focuses on things that the Kauai community is doing in the area of arts. Mm-hmm. And then we have a program called Mobile Art Room, which has a van go that goes around the island, taking art activities to families around the island. And we also have Kauai Craft Studio, which is a visual arts program. Mm-hmm. We used to do a lot of exhibitions at Kukui Grove, but we've kind of phased out of that, and we do the exhibitions at the airport on the concourse.
I've seen those.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So, I've seen you in the window sometimes.
Yeah.
I think everybody's seen you in the window. Yeah, go up and pound on them.
They think I'm one of those
mannequins.
Yeah, one of the mannequins in San Francisco.
And then you move.
And when I move, they look startled.
Carol, I love that Van Gogh. I just think that's such a great play on names. What is the Van Gogh exactly?
It's a van, and mm-hmm. we have...
It's an actual van.
Yeah, it's a van that mm-hmm. my brothers handed down from mm-hmm. brother to brother. It finally ends up in my yard. And I fill it up with art materials and whatever we need to do lessons mm-hmm. around the island. And this year, our focus is Kahukai. Ah. And so we are doing the rebuilding of the Kamalani Pavilion, and our specific task in that whole project mm-hmm. is to create 24 clay mosaic murals.
Oh my goodness.
So it's an island-wide project mm-hmm. and we're working with schools and kids all over the island and bringing in community sponsors to help us make it financially possible to do that.
Oh, what
but
an undertaking.
It's a big project.
Oh, that's a tremendous undertaking.
So that's one of our projects.
Mm-hmm. And then I know that, as you said earlier, the part of Garden Island Art Council is to encourage greater public participation.
Yes.
And understanding and enjoyment and appreciation of a wide variety of art and cultural activities. And so how do you partner with other community organizations to get everybody involved in this to work with you?
Well, it's always been my feeling that when... you keep doing things that you sort of attract like-minded people mm-hmm. that just want to get on your bandwagon and go along with you. Mm-hmm. And I think that's been kind of the history of how we work. Mm-hmm. And we just keep plugging away now for nearly 35 years.
Gosh.
And we've had programs that are lasting a long time because the community really appreciates them.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when we have funding problems, we want to back down, but they won't let us back down, like Kani Kapila Kako, you know.
No
they're
way.
Already planning. They're mm-hmm. saying,
yeah, when snowbirds.
When does it start? Yeah. Because I have to get my airline ticket, so I need to know when you're starting so we don't mm-hmm. miss anything. So we have a huge following
you
on
do.
That.
Yeah. That's true. I've seen it on the, because I've helped you with some things, and I've seen it on the little survey forms that you pass out.
Right.
People say, oh, we've been coming for X number of years, or we wouldn't miss this, whatever. And I just think that speaks volumes.
And Nathan actually facilitated the program, the MC, for
the first 10 years.
Oh, my goodness.
So he really knows the program well.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
So with the idea of the Year of Hawaiian Music, you built on You built on that theme and have supported it, starting off with a Kanikapila Kako.
Right. Well, Nathan came up with the theme because he always has a theme for his music festival. But because we're already doing Hawaiian music, and Jerry Brocklehurst is also on our board, you know, it's very easy for us to just dovetail our efforts because
everybody's
always talking to each other and say, oh, Nathan has a terrific theme. And so it's easy for me to latch on to that. And because our program brings in composers to teach the public how, you know, about Hawaiian music, it was just natural for that to grow into, for example, our first songwriters camp, which was held up at Koke.
Yes, yes.
And so all of those just evolved out of this one idea of the Year of the Hawaiian Music. Mm-hmm. And we're talking to each other, how can we, what are some of the activities that we can do to, that would just supplement and support each other. And even as we're coming up to Princeville, he and I are saying, you know, we're missing the Hawaiian program that Ken Makuakane and Keola Donahue are doing. The ones that we want to be at is happening right now.
This is Jerry's fault.
yeah, Jerry arranged this. Yeah.
But you know, both of them had come to the Koke Music Camp. And so through that connection, you know, we recognized what super talents they were.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's just a natural that they be part of this. And Kenneth also went on the board of the Kauai Music Festival. And so it's just by all this networking and working together and sharing, we always share our resources
that
and we try
so
to
wonderful.
Piggyback on each other's resources. And it just, you know, the enrichment back and forth makes it much better.
I'd like to mention one of the things that the four groups sponsored was this year we put together a brochure called the Kauai Recording Studios.
I read about that. Yes. Tell us
about that. You know, those composers that, you know, boy say, oh, I think I want to go into a studio. You don't have to go hunt. We have the brochure. And you can just choose. If you live on the west side, we have it listed by districts.
That's right.
West, east, north, south. You can just pick up the brochure and all the information
is there for you.
You don't have to go hunt.
There's no excuse for them to
come up
with songs for the Kauai
Composers Contest.
In fact, I saw the brochure last night when I was doing some more research, and I thought, well, how easy is this?
You know, the work is already done.
The work
for you.
Is done. All you have to do is come in and sing.
They even have a chance to win a recording, grant if they win at the Kauai
Composers Contest.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
All they have to do is sing.
Just sing.
Sing and play.
Oh, my gosh. Well, how is it then, Carol, that year after year you're able to line up all this talent for a Kanikapila Kako? Do people make suggestions? Or
you know, it's really strange. The reason it came up is I have a lot of friends that sing Hawaiian music, and I'm the only one standing there pretending I'm singing because I don't know the words. I'm moving my mouth.
Yeah, singing apples, oranges, lemons.
Yeah.
Melons.
But out of that came this desire to start a place where we can go and learn. And it started really small, but over the years, you know, it just grew and grew. And I didn't know any Hawaiian musicians, so I asked Nathan and Cindy Combs, people who had the connections to find the talent and just bring them and I'll take care of all the paperwork.
Yeah.
And so that went on. And finally, when we moved to Island School, you know, by then I knew more musicians and composers. So I started to do it because it's just much faster if I did it. And then people had heard about the E Kanikapila Kako, and they're telling their friends because all these musicians talk to each other.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And so
I go on.
Yeah. Now I'm getting people, like I have a lot of people who have already asked me for slots for 2010.
Gosh.
Because I went to Nahoku Hano Hano for the first time. I met a bunch of them and said, oh, you know, I have this idea. So wherever I go, there are these wonderful composers and musicians.
Gosh.
Auntie Carol, can I come next year?
How wonderful, yeah. Though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. These years, yeah.
Considering I never knew anybody before.
And then
we network them with, I mean, it doesn't end with us. Once they meet us and once our audience meets them, they get many requests for gigs, you know, that are separate from ours.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
So
and
it's
even
really,
on the mainland.
Yes.
Even
yes.
on the, yeah. Because a lot of the people that come from the Kanikapila, the snowbirds.
Yeah, and one musician says, well, I want to go to Kauai because if you make it on Kauai, you make it in the whole state.
Oh, that's priceless.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, if you just tuned in, this is Colette with Happy Talk, and I'm sitting here talking story with Carol Yatsuda of the Garden Island Arts Council and Nathan Kalama of the Malie Foundation and the Mokihana Festival. Tell us a little bit about the success, Carol, of the Koke'e Music Camp in May and what goes on there.
What we did was, you know, this year was really wonderful, E Kanikapila Kako, and we just felt like we needed to kind of springboard off of the success of the year and continue further. So Catherine and I talked about it, and we had a hard time because dates are hard to come by, but we decided just go for it. Let's just try, you know.
Sure.
And go ahead and bring in and focus on Hakumele, which is the poetry of Hawaiian language, which is very specific. And it's not as easy as it seems. And so I went through my lists and lists and lists and asked around and tried to come up with an alumni that was very strong. And we really lucked out because it's amazing that the collaborations even between the different composers and songwriters that we asked was already established.
Wow.
And so we didn't have a very large turnout. We had about 40, 45. But that was, you know, fine. We could handle that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And but what came out of it was just super.
I wrote two songs.
Yeah.
See?
People were saying, I sent somebody over, go pick up Nathan because he's not showing up. And this lady comes back and said, I don't know. He was playing music. Well, he wrote two songs overnight.
Oh, my gosh. There you go. Oh, my gosh.
Jeez. And then one of the highlights of that was the final day where everybody broke up into little groups and we put the mentors with them. People like Kaliko Beamer Trap, Keola Donahue, Kenneth Makuakani, Pokea,
Nogomeyer,
and Keali.
Yeah.
And they all broke up into groups.
Can
and
you
they,
imagine?
Right oh. there, oh, they had gosh. To come up with the phrases. So they took us really quickly through the process, and each group came up with their song. And the
amazing one verse in Hawaiian.
Wow.
And Kenneth Makuakani is kind of walking around from group to group, strumming his guitar. And when each group presented their song, he actually sang the song. He was composing.
He
was his
he
head.
Composed melody for all the different groups. I think there were six groups.
And he sang it, and no two songs were alike. Oh. It was so amazing.
Oh, talk about electric.
I know, and I told somebody about it, and they said, that's impossible. I said, well, I saw it with my own eyes, and I heard it with my own ears. So, you know, he's a genius.
Yeah, I should say, how lucky to have him. Oh, my goodness.
It was wonderful.
So, again, to perpetuate the Year of Hawaiian Music theme, this was another fabulous opportunity to spend time with the experts and learn about songwriting.
And right now they're all at the Hilton and they're the lineup of instructors from the mainland and Hawaii was unbelievable.
It is absolutely amazing. I've got the whole list right here.
Yeah.
And Carol, before I go into that, and I want you two to jump in on that also as soon as I get the lineup going, how can you be reached? Do you have a phone number that you want to share on the air or have a website address?
Well, my phone number is 245-2733. And the Arts Council website is www.gardenislandarts.org. Gardenislandarts.org.
Okay. Yeah, because I tried typing in the initials one time, and that's not you.
No,
Garden you have to spell it out.
Org.
I went, oops. Shut that down.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, once again, if you've just tuned in, this is Colette with Happy Talk. And I'm sitting in with Carol Yatsuda and Nathan Kalama. And Carol, I have to read something about you that I found because I read something nice about Nathan, and there's lots of nice things about you, too. And I just happened to think this one thing. From the 3 years or so that I've known you, it says, Carol Yatsuda is a Kauai artist who redefines for us all what it means to bring arts to the people and people to the arts. She's forged extensive community collaborations as she works on behalf of artists and the arts, while she continues often in the wee hours, and I personally can vouch for that because I've gotten emails from you in the wee hours, to create her own award-winning artwork and brilliantly perceptive writings. During her nearly four decades of teaching art in Hawaii's public schools, she inspired thousands of children, many of whom have gone on themselves to be successful performing and fine artists. She is the consummate artist, challenging all within her arena, young and old, to step up to their own creativity and unleash it. I think that's magnificent. That's what you both do, and I think
she's an inspiration, even to me.
That is magnificent.
I couldn't believe that this little Japanese lady, you know, could have that much energy. And what impressed me was her love for Hawaiian art when we started the E Kani Kapila Kako. Mm-hmm. You know, she just
doesn't.
Yeah, she wouldn't let go.
You know, as I'm listening to Nathan talking about his days with his dad and how, because he didn't have the Hawaiian language, birthed the Malia Foundation with the scholarship. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm a minister's daughter, and my mom spent a lot of money on piano lessons so somebody could play the organ. I was a failure. I was not a success story at all. And I think right now I'm trying to redeem myself by providing Hawaiian music for the island because I was a really bad piano organ player.
I think you've probably got it covered, Carol.
She's an inspiration.
My goodness. Well, the Kauai Music Festival, the other nonprofit that joined in to celebrate the Year of Hawaiian Music, is going on right now.
Yes.
And the KKCR general manager, Jerry Brocklehurst, is down there all week since he runs the festival. So I wanted to mention some things going on. And these are all at the Hilton Kauai Beach Resort in Lihue. And there's a huge lineup of events and workshops that, well, I just can't believe it. I mean, I've got the list that I have here is about 4 or 5 pages long. And like you were saying, Carol, it's endless. There's people from Nashville, and there's people from here locally. There's people from California. And these aren't just performers, but they're also people that are involved in helping to get a song written. And then what you do with it afterwards.
Every aspect, yeah.
It says they've got some, Jason Bloom, for instance, one of those rare individuals to ever achieve the distinction of having songs on the country pop and R&B charts all at the same time. Can you imagine? And Charles Brotman, Grammy-winning songwriter and producer, and Kayla Donaghy, and Marty Fredrickson, leading producer, songwriter for such artists as Motley Crue, Aerosmith, Def Leppard, Johnny Lang, Sheryl Crow. I actually know Sheryl Crow, and I also know Aerosmith. Paula Fuga, the Nahoku Hanohano award-winning artist and songwriter, will be there. And TV and film composer Adam Gorgoni and Kevin Griffin, who is a platinum and gold recording artist and singer. And, oh my gosh, it just goes, Keale will be there, Nahoku Hanohano award-winning recording artist. John Keave, winning slack key artist. And like I said, the list just goes on and on. We have directors, writer, publishers, people from big organizations, BMI in on the mainland, and
Taxi,
NBC Universal is represented. A&R managers from Atlantic Records, music industry attorney is there. The EMI label, North America, it's just fantastic. Why would you not want to be at this?
Right. When Jerry asked the faculty to come up, it was amazing. The line completely circled the entire front.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And went partly over to the side because there were that many people there. And some haven't still arrived.
Oh,
they're
my
not
goodness.
Coming in until tomorrow or Friday.
And the concert series.
Yes.
This is two nights. Listen to this. I mean, just the concerts alone. There's the first one, and again, this is at the Hilton Kauai Beach Resort in Lihue. This year's lineup of island favorites includes Jake Shimabukuro, Kenneth Makuakane, Charles Brotman and Kohala, Keale, John Keave, Paula Fuga with Mike Love, plus performances by the first, second, and third place Kauai Music Festival winners.
Yes.
And that's Friday night from 7 until 10 p.m., and then Saturday from 7 until 10 is the Pauhana concert. And this has a lot of mainland talent. Marty Fredrickson, who is a leading songwriter, as I mentioned, for Aerosmith and so on. Kevin Griffin, David Pack, Shelley Pikin, okay. Hit songwriter for Christina Aguilera, Meredith Brooks, Britney Spears, and others. Plus performances by the first, second, and third place Kauai Music Festival winners. And short returns by some of the Hawaiian staff. And you can still get tickets for these concerts. They're available at many of the usual outlets, Magic Dragon, Toy and Art in Princeville, the Hawaiian Music Kiosk in Princeville by Foodland, the Hawaiian Music Kiosk at the Coconut Marketplace, which is near the center stage, and Kauai Music and Sound in Kapa'a, Scotty's Music in Kalaheo, Island Soap and Candleworks in Koloa, and Talk Story Bookstore in Hanapepe.
There's also a concert not listed on the program.
What is that?
Tomorrow night at Trees featuring Kenneth
McCoy. Oh, and Carrie Valentine will
Carrie
be
Valentine.
Playing from 8 to 11.
Yeah.
And the public can, anybody in the public
can attend
open mic, which is starting at 7 o'clock tonight till midnight over at Shudders.
Uh-huh. We were talking about that yesterday
Thursday,
on the air.
Yeah. Thursday also.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And they have it by the poolside too because there's so many people who want to perform.
Oh. That is out of sight. It's just so exciting. I mean, one of the things that's always fascinated me about this island in particular is the fact that there is so much talent here. And so we say, well, there's so much talent here, and I never knew this person could play ukulele, and this person could sing, whatever. And then you get involved in something like this, and you realize just how many there are.
But there are many people from all over the mainland.
Yeah.
Yeah, the participant
the
list is from all over.
Absolutely
and
amazing.
This morning's session with David Pack was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I attended 2 years ago, and there were songs that were half written.
Mm.
I'm trying this, I'm trying that.
Mm-hmm.
Today's, I think there were 15 in our group. The level was amazing. Every person either played or played their CD. They were all, just ready to go on the radio already.
Oh,
it was just amazing.
That is truly exciting. Well, they've got, it's about 6 o'clock, almost 6 o'clock. They're down there taking a dinner break, and then they have their open mic from 7 until midnight. And then tomorrow it starts all over again with the latest from Nashville, and then songwriting seminars and so forth. It's just fantastic. What a year.
I think the Friday night Hawaiian music concert, though the tickets are getting
Almost sold out.
Yeah. So if they want to go to that, they need to go right away.
Hurry up and get the tickets. Well, it is just about time to conclude Happy Talk with Colette. And again, I'm honored to have been asked to talk story with Nathan Kalama and Carol Yatsuda. And Nathan being the founder of the Malie Foundation and the legendary Mokihana Festival. And Carol Yatsuda, founder of the all-encompassing Garden Island Arts Council. Between these two wonders, there are more awards given to them for their outstanding contributions to Kauai and its community and the arts and for the betterment and advancement of individuals. And yet they are both so humble that they cannot even imagine what the fuss is about.
Yeah.
And it just amazes me. Carol and Nathan, this has been so interesting, and I really appreciate
you
coming here. Is there anything more that you'd like to say in the next minute or two that I forgot or anything you'd like to add?
Thanks, Jerry. And I'm grateful that Garden Island Arts Council and Kauai Music Festival and KKCR, that we could all
work together
and
it's fantastic.
Celebrate the Year of Hawaiian Music. Next year, our theme is Year of Olelo Hawaii, which is the language. So I don't know how we can,
goodness.
Put together. Maybe we'll get some other organizations in,
right.
I hope so.
Yeah,
That'll be very exciting.
Yeah.
Well, mahalo nui for taking time out to visit with us today, and also a heartfelt mahalo nui for all you do. Aloha.
Thank
you.